A Kiss Before Dying. How about that? All that on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
Don't go there. talk too much when we went out? Do you think you fenced it like me? Did I take way too much? Am I gonna hate this tattoo when I'm 45 applying for a job I never wanted in the suburb where I grew? All the walls closing in and the room spinning round. Will this end? Will this stop? Am I stuck feeling anxious? No, this is all just some dumb paranoia. It feels like it's real and I'm gasping for breath.
Let me chop that beat up like a cold cut. Woke up, ready to beat the day and get my dough up. Just a squirrel out to get a nut, so what's the hold up? You know what? I'm gonna stack my chips and watch them grow up. I roll up, switching the grip to hit that holster. Pull a pristine 16, leave them roasted, coasting. Trying to save my piece and keep on floating. Trying to hit my people with that potent. Trying to stay in check with all that stress and my emotions. Trying to pay these bills and keep in motion. Open. Trying to be a better father, brother, friend, and husband. Trying to give them flowers while they hear me say I love them. Trying to meditate, but only find the time for running. Hold up, get your fucking goals up. Turn your TV off, get off your phone, and turn your soul up. You know what? I bet that'll be that shit that fill them hoes up. Roll up.
Yo, hold up, hold up. We about to roll up.
Hold up.
When your circles round rappers like a donut. They don't want no night, none of this.
Nah.
They don't want no night. None of this, hold up, we about to roll up, running circles round rappers like a donut, they don't want no night, none of this, they don't want no night.
Yeah. Hey yo, hold up. Like I said, a toast with your corona. Hold up. Like you wanna jump on your controller. Hold up. We didn't pull a gun out in your store, but your hands up. Bet you gonna hold them up some more and you can't run. Audience is held captive. Ever since we did the tour with Pac Viv, got the best. We ain't liquor, you can call it Sax Viv. I make them say, like my ad libs. You know you heard the crew. Style convertible, seeing how the herbal do, make me hurdle you, take it vertical, keep it a buck like a cup of ice, you don't wanna fight, there's no point in you dull, that's a butter knife, they be frontin', but we loving life, hope you coming right before you start something, better hit the pause button like,
hold up, we about to roll up, running circles round rappers like a donut, they don't want no night, none of this, they don't want no night. None of this, hold up, we about to roll up, running circles round rappers like a donut, they don't want no night, none of this, they don't want no night, none of this.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Oh, Over time, Jerry was able to climb over the chicken wire and make his way back to the top, in part by playing gigs on the bill with some of his best friends and biggest rivals, like Chuck Berry.
There were two really good showmen. Chuck Berry was a good showman, too. But Chuck Berry had a big ego. Jerry had ego. And the promoter worked it out to where one would close the show. The next night, the other one would close the show. Well, Jerry obviously didn't want Chuck Berry to be able to follow Jerry Lee Lewis.
So they argued back and forth. And Jerry goes, okay, killer, you know, you can close the show.
So Jerry, he goes out there and does, of course, a great show.
It was right after he did Great Balls of Fire, he pulled a can of lighter fluid out of his pocket and squirted it inside the piano and threw a match in there and caught the damn piano on fire. Walks off stage and says, follow that.
It's hard to follow a burning piano.
Not too long after that, the killer's dad, Elmo Lewis, apparently inserted himself into the rivalry.
Elmo was a kind of outlaw. He had been in prison, what have you.
Elmo thought that Chuck was degrading Jerry and said, I'll throw you in the blue hole, which is some kind of Louisiana swamp name or something. I don't know what. Had a Barlow knife, and Chuck took off running.
And he was getting ready to go up there and cut Chuck Berry. There was no doubt about it. Jerry stopped him. Said, don't cut him, Daddy. Don't cut him.
And then everything settled down. Nobody saw anybody. But the next morning, come downstairs, Chuck and Elmo sitting there having breakfast together like nothing had happened.
While Chuck escaped unharmed, the apple didn't fall too far from the tree in the Lewis family when it came to issuing threats of violence.
Butch Owen, you know, he was playing bass for us at that time. He was mad at Butch, and he kept telling Butch he was going to kill him.
Butch walks in ahead of me, and Butch said, Jerry, if you don't mind, we come to get our money, our back pay. And Jerry Leach said, well, I got you boys money. When he pulled that pistol out, I immediately exited. I knew he was fixing to shoot, and I didn't want to be in the line of fire. Immediately, I hear bam.
Bullet fragments went through him and right out of his back. But what was bad is Jerry just put in new white carpet. He didn't like it because he was bleeding on the carpet. So they drug Butch outside and put him on the sidewalk.
They were able to get him in a helicopter and get him to the hospital and save him. What a blessing that was. But you know, Jerry fired him. And I said, well, should we fire him? I mean, I know it was an accident, but you did shoot him. And he said, well, I've got a tour coming up, and I have to have a bass player, and he can't play. John Lennon is standing there. He didn't say a word. He walked in that dressing room, and he knelt down right beside Jerry, and he kissed the bottom of his shoe.
He didn't like the Beatles. He said, every time I turn on the radio, it's a Beatle here and a Beatle there. I don't like them haircuts.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
I heard that story before, that apparently John Lennon kissed Jerry Lee's foot. I don't know. I heard it a long time ago in a couple different sources, and then I don't know if I believe it or not. It could be. I mean, John Lennon was like, you know, as much as he was known to be harsh to people in his reactions as he answered questions or his snappiness or his attitude, he did have a lot of respect for the people that came before him in regards to music, that sort of thing. So he could have done that. He could have. I don't know. Just one of those weird things. All right. This last set of music to close out this episode of Steel City Music. Let's see. Gunnar, what do we got lined up there, Sonny Jim? We're going to hear Mel B with the track Old Life. Orla Gartland with More Like You. I dig that tune a lot. And also something from Max Helgimo, Juliet Sunflower, and Andrew Golding with Love, See, and Feel. Tohu Bohu with the track Gravity. Petite Lee with St. Michael's. And Jan Vibes with Stadium. And also Lucy's with the track Again. So we'll put all of that in this set as well. Hey, if you got any sort of thing that you want to advertise, promote, interview, music, the whole nine yards, you want people to be aware of, you can contact me at steelcitymusic.ca. Click up the contact form and drop me a line, and I will do the best I can to help you out. Also, give us a follow on Instagram, SCMGram as well, Twitter, Steel City Music on Twitter. Hey, and also, you know, don't be afraid to follow The Hawk as well, 101.5 FM The Hawk here in Hamilton, Ontario. You know, once in a while, you just tune into The Hawk, check out some other shows that we have. But starting off this set of music, Jake Elijah, Shelley Wants Me Home on Steel City Music.
I've been working overtime just to see you, girl, buy your things. You've been always on my mind, even though you haven't been so great. I just thought you wanted more, gave you all I ever could. Just throw it out like I knew you would.
Oh, this once again. Been spinning round for far too long.
Dude. was quite a political time in England, you know. There was a lot of stuff going on, lots of strikes, and it was quite a depressing time.
We're at the moment in a country that is economically depressed, and when you've got 60% of the age of 18 out of work without a music that they feel can capture their imagination and inspire them to go forth, you have very little future.
There's a lot that's on simmer waiting for somebody to just express how pissed off they're feeling.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Look, I don't wanna fight. This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Back to the start. smile.